The secret word is #XOCopper. That's #XOCopper.
Exoskin, that's an X and O and the word skin.
Yeah, and you know, we've been talking about these great toe socks. They're comfortable, they're easy to get on, they last forever, they don't get a hole. They have the copper in them so they don't stink. Good stuff. But here's some new news for you, Freeman. Well, you don't even know about this.
I don't, but let me tell you about the X and the O, Scott. Like, yeah. Hugs and kisses, that's how kind it is to your skin.
I wonder if that's how they came up with
it. I don't know. It
We're
just occurred to me.
We're going to ask them if that's what the X and the O came from.
Now, tell us about what we should know.
So, we you know, these guys are pretty creative over there. They've been creative in coming up with products. But this is a contest you're going to want to deal with. During this podcast, we are going to mention a secret word.
Did we do that, Scott?
Not yet.
Okay. So we just go through in and drop a word in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah,
it's gonna be pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're gonna pay attention to this phrase or this word.
Okay.
Once you hear it, step one, you're gonna follow Exoskin USA on Instagram.
Follow Exoskin on Instagram. Got it.
Then you're going to create an Instagram post with the hashtag keyword and tag TRN and Exoskin.
Easy enough. I make a post, tag us, tag Exoskin with this key hashtag.
Bonus entries if you tag friends in the post.
Okay, all right. If you got some friends, if you're lucky enough to have some friends.
And this is what Exoskin's gonna do. They're gonna award 5 winners this week with a $20 Exoskin gift card.
Okay, I follow Exoskin. I tag TRN, I tag Exoskin. And
with the hashtag,
I get the hashtag and I post it. And if I tag some friends, bonus.
Bonus.
Got it.
Harrys.com. You can get your own set, your trial set. If you go to harrys.com/TRN, you get a $13 value trial set, which is a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and that nice little trimmer blade that I love so much, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover.
Yeah, I love it.
So here's the question for you, Don Freeman.
Yes, sir.
How many people have tried Harry's?
Well, here's what I know. Anybody that has tried it doesn't go anywhere else but to Harry's to get their blades. But what's your answer, Scott?
I want to know what yours is.
Oh,
guess. It's in the millions.
Millions?
How many millions?
5 million.
Double that. 10 million people have tried Harry's.
That's a lot of whiskers.
There's a lot of people out there that are loving it. And you're absolutely right. Everybody that I've given a gift set of Harry's to continues to use it because it's just really good quality. The replacement cartridges are only $2. That's way less than those other brands that you find in the store.
What a great gift. Something somebody uses every day. They can credit you for the purchase and it didn't cost very much.
Redeem your offer by going to harrys.com/TRN.
All right. We ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Don. You know, I mean, I didn't know what it was going to be like. You know, you sound like a nice guy on this podcast, but...
But I know it's on the upper edge, and you guys have won a couple of awards, and...
I've never prepped for a podcast, ever.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
What, are you balancing your checkbook over there, H.A.W.? What's going on?
Yeah.
You're recording this, aren't you, Freeman?
I get everything. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. Thanks for joining another edition, the special edition of Trail Runner Nation.
I feel like it's like hour 19 of this 18-hour podcast we're talking about.
You know, sometimes it takes longer to set up for a podcast than it takes to actually record a podcast.
Sometimes.
So we're on the downhill slide. Never mind. I won't say it.
Do you know how to ski, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I used to do it.
Let's hand this over to Bob Crowley, who is the genesis, the brainchild behind all of this.
Well, first of all, what is it? What are we doing, Bob?
We are doing Western States Live for the first time, I think, in history.
Yes, that's right.
How many hours?
18 total.
18. Are you ready for that, Andy?
Oh, my goodness. 18 hours of just talking about Western States. I can barely contain myself.
Not enough, right?
That's not even close to a record for Andy.
All right. We'll go the full 30.
That really gives Scott and I about 12 minutes to split between us.
Yeah. All right. Six minutes each.
All right. So when does this extravaganza start, Scott?
It starts at 5 p.m. on race day.
5 p.m. on Saturday, the 29th of June.
Exactly, which the countdown, we don't have a lot of time left.
So it goes all the way to the golden hour? And then on to the last finisher.
It does. Why are we starting at 5 p.m.? Why don't we start at 5 a.m. when the gun goes off, Bob?
Something about Don sleeping in.
Let's introduce Bob Crowley, the executive producer, the leader of Trail Animals, the East Coast Run Group that's infamous for their great design and affordable racing and great community and culture. Bob has decided that we need to get out and do this podcast thing on a live stream, and we're happy to participate as long as we negotiated AJW could join us, because who else could spin yarn like AJW when it comes to Western States? AJW, tell us about what you expect this thing to look like, and then let's let Bob interview us.
First of all, Andy, do you know what we're doing?
I've figured it out with bits and pieces, but I like I said, I think we're just talking about Western States for 18 hours.
Okay, so that's fair enough. Bob, let's do your interview.
Okay, so the most important thing is to figure out which one of you is Phil Liggett, which one is Paul Sherwin, rest in peace.
I'll be the guy resting in peace.
Because
I don't want to do much.
Bob Roll.
See, so here's the problem right out of the gate. I don't know any of those people. And is it because, are they the Tour de France guys?
They are.
Okay. See, that's the reason. I've never watched the Tour de France. So
it's better that way.
So I'll take last choice.
I'm definitely Bob Roll.
All right. And I want to be the guy that's resting in peace, the second guy.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. So we're going to interview the three of you about this streamcast, which I think, to the best of our knowledge, I'm not sure anybody's attempted to do this before. There was some live video a few years ago, but no one has taken on streamcasting for 18 plus hours of Western States, or frankly for any ultra that we know of. So this is a pretty breakthrough.
And it's video as well, right? We're going to live stream on YouTube and Facebook. And so that's why we're recording this live now in our makeshift studio with AJW in Virginia. And we're here at Studio G. So race day.
I'm in the Trail Runner Nation Beast Coast headquarters.
East Coast executive producer gets the honeymoon suite up top,
yes,
right?
But I will be, of course, I will be out live when the race rolls around. I never miss that. So
let's talk about where is the streamcast going to be live from exactly?
The Auburn Aid Station, which is a great local hangout. It's more than just go there and sample a pair of shoes, buy your favorite running shorts. They also have full beverage selection there.
Shoes and brews.
Ales and all kinds of things. So that's where our headquarters is going to be. Andy, you're going to be out in the field quite a bit and as well in the aid station, but there's air conditioning where we're at full time.
And power.
Yeah, power.
Wi-Fi. Whole,
and a cot in the back in case we get tired.
And most importantly, the reason why we're doing it there is so that you, the listeners, if you happen to be in the area, come on by and you will be part of this live 18-hour podcast. You'll get to see us falling asleep at the mic or whatever we're doing. You'll be able to check out some good running gear, grab yourself a cold brew, and just to be part of this. That's we want you to be part of this.
So the aid station is going to be open for the full 18 hours
to
anyone.
Yes, that's our plan. Have you talked to the owner yet, Paulo?
Yeah, he probably ought to check with the fire marshal.
Paulo, or
the landlord.
Paulo gave us a key.
And so anyone that's in the area can come in, watch the streamcast live,
right?
Maybe even work their way on the air.
Who knows?
And there's food. I think our Trail Animals Running Club is going to help supply official aid station food.
It's going to be set up just like an aid station.
Yeah, same food as the runners are going to be experiencing. We'll have some at the aid station.
So if you've ever been a spectator in an aid station, you feel like, man, I wish I could sample what's on that table, but it's off limits.
Some cold baked potatoes dipped in salt.
Yes, we'll have some of that. We'll have everything there. Will we have a bucket full of water and a sponge?
Oh, absolutely.
We want to give you a full experience of an aid station.
Yeah, we'll have that right over the microphone. Yeah. Okay. So people can come in and watch and participate and eat and drink. And what about the field? Are we going to have anybody out in the field reporting?
Well, oh boy, do we.
That's the great thing, because this is about live runner update, the very best that we can get. And what did you do to tap into make sure that people that tune in to the streamcast have the most up-to-date information that they can get anywhere. We've partnered with some people, Bob.
Right, right. So we have, of course, ultralive.net, who provides all of the updates for the runners throughout the day. They're chipped. Mm-hmm. And that is embedded in the website, which we're going to post to the show notes. But it's trailrunnernation.com, WSER Live. That's going to be live on Facebook and live on YouTube. And the partner, of course, will have his own site, but we'll also have embedded in our site all of the rankings of the runners, so you can go to one place and see all of that. Of course, the aid station, who's providing the host facility, and then Trail Animals Running Club, who's going to help out with the food.
I also, there's a lot of this that I don't understand yet because it's evolved so quickly, but Bob has done a great job putting all these moving pieces together. The other thing that we're going to have that may be a little bit an additional resolution to this live podcast a lot.
Andy, does it sound like he's making this up?
It does.
You sound like a senator.
we will have a ham radio operator that will be monitoring all of the live conversations with the mission control at Western States. So we'll be able to hear anything that they're hearing. We're going to be able to hear and report back to you. So we have Ultra Live. We also have the ham operators that will be giving us live updates.
And we've embedded I Run Far, who does frequent field updates in their Twitter feed, and that Twitter feed is also embedded on the site. So you can go to one site and get I Run Far's Twitter feed, the updates on the runners from ultralive.net. You can also be listening and watching this broadcast. And what about field correspondents? Do we have anybody out there?
I think that was the original question.
How did we move around that question?
Yeah, we do have some field correspondents. One most notably is the guy that's won this race 5 times, right? He has finished 25 times under 24 hours. Any guesses yet?
He's a board member.
Yeah. And how about it, AJW? Who do you think this might describe?
That's got to be Tim Tweedmeyer, and I can't imagine having a better field correspondent than that.
So what is the role of Tim traditionally at Western States? What does he go out and do, and how are we...
Whatever he wants to.
How are we derailing him from his normal activities?
And I can tell you from my personal experience, since he stopped running the race, I think he spends most of the day harassing runners and telling them how slow and pathetic they look, to be honest. So I would imagine this won't be a whole lot of like TLC from our field correspondent. It'll be a lot of, you know, so-and-so came through and they just looked like death warmed over. Oh. Stuff like that.
So he's not going to take it easy on anybody. He's actually going to...
I doubt it. When Thornley finished after he took a nap at Highway 49, he gets in and before Tweed even puts his medal around his neck, he's like, Thornley, what took you so long? Ruthless.
And his son, Austin, who is also a Western States finisher last year, I believe.
That's right.
Is going to be running around with a video camera, videoing his dad doing live updates.
So we can drop
perfect.
So we can drop it into the into the broadcast.
We didn't want Tim handling the technical aspects of the show.
So Tim has said he and Austin sweep,
right?
Typically, so they'll usually at the tail end, but they're going to jump ahead and maybe go to the top of escarpment and video people live coming up. And then report in maybe from Lyons, where there's some signal, and Robinson, Michigan Bluff, right up to the time we go live. And then hopefully Tim will come back down into Auburn and on his way to the finish line, where he'll do some more broadcasting. We'll come in and sit down with you guys for a while live. So it should be he should be, obviously, I think he knows a little something about the race.
So to be clear, if he's reporting from the top of escarpment, it's not going to be live. It'll be recorded because we're not going to start broadcasting until 5 p.m. So what we'll do is we'll catch you up, you know, before we start podcasting live on YouTube and Facebook. you can still follow I Run Far. You can still go to ultralive.net. And if you want to keep track until 5 o'clock, that's when the race starts getting exciting. You know, the lead runners are coming through Forest Hill. They're going down. And that's when it's going to start. And then we will catch you up. So all of those field reports will have queued up and catch you up to live.
Well, that's a good segue into how are you going to fill the other 1 hour that Andy's not going to be talking about Western States?
Well, we've got about 10 minutes covered. We're searching for the other 50. but honestly, what we're doing is going to do a lot of pre-recording stuff. We're going to get people like
Gordy
Ainslie is going to come on, yep, and give us a little history.
McCrae is going to come on and talk about her experiences at Western States. We're going to have some legends come on. We're going to get some experts on nutrition, people that have a real connection with Western States. And we're just going to record and give you some good content so that you won't become bored of Don and Andy and I talking
for
18 hours.
And the goal is to get most of it video so you can follow along and watch it, since this is a video podcast.
So for people to watch and listen to this, all they need, what's an iPhone or a Android, right? They can just...
And some courage.
And some courage.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that we've had some very smart people, not just Bob, but a guy that's been very instrumental in keeping our website up and going, Jade, who's also a very good trail member and community member. He has helped us optimize this webcast so that it's very, very quick. We're hoping, crossing our fingers, that it's going to be a very quick. It's not going to bog down your phone. It's not going to bog down the streaming aspect of it.
We also have Ethan Vosberg helping us with the technical side. We've purchased some software.
Whose dad is running Western States this year.
Oh, again. Really? So yep. We got to watch that leaderboard and see he doesn't manipulate that at all. So tell us about this new software, Bob, of how it can we can split screens and do some fun stuff with it to make the user experience a little better.
So I think Ethan has the capability of bringing in some of the pre-recorded video and audio and overlaying that live so we can split screen or we can just tap into some of the archives, some of what's been pre-recorded, or have it live or do all of the above. So he's pretty excited about rolling that out. In fact, a good segue into how hard do you think this is going to be, since it's the first time you tried this?
Well, AJW, let's let you handle that. Yeah. How hard do you think? What are the chances of us pulling this thing off?
Do we have a better chance of running Western States without training and finishing?
Having Mr. Thornley give us a call and say we have an extra bib, no one knows what to do with it. Maybe you could carry it down to Auburn for us.
I think you might have a better shot of finishing the race.
but as all ultra runners know, they love to see a good train wreck, and who knows, this may be epic.
Hey, let me ask you a question, AJW. Where do you think the most carnage is on Western States? At which aid station do you think holds the most? Where would you want your finest medical team?
Certainly Devil's Thumb. I mean, if you talk to Dennis Zylaff, who's the aid station captain there and a board member, I mean, the carnage you see at Devil's Thumb is just incredible. And you get maybe a higher volume of carnage later in the race, you know, down by the river sometimes, or even in the, you know, in Cal 1, Cal 2 along the way to the river. But the epic carnage so early in the race, it's only 47 miles in, you know, and hopefully Tweet will be able to drive down there and have some carnage reports. You know, they'll take place before 5 o'clock, but it might be fun to get some pre-recorded stuff of people, you know, just slumped in chairs and, you know, as a pile of goo, because it's incredible how quickly people deteriorate going through Deadwood Canyon.
Yeah, you know, one of my greatest pleasures.
The secret word is hashtag XOCopper. That's hashtag XOCopper.
And it was a surprise, is sitting in a chair at Devil's Thumb, the top mile 47, and having an ice towel wrapped around me. It was so hot that day, and they pulled out of a water cooler a full, full-sized beach towel that had been submerged in ice water. Wow, that drops your core temperature down and makes you want to leave because it's cold.
The other thing they're known for up there is their popsicles, which can bring you back to life.
Yeah.
Not bad. So I think, I mean, I think you guys have a decent chance of pulling it off. I would highly recommend you.
I love the way he disassociated himself.
So. Yeah, you're part of this, AJW. You're part of this.
You guys.
You're on the ship.
Oh, yeah. but, you know, I get busy on Western States weekend, guys. I'm pretty good at jumping off sinking ships, too. yeah, oh, but my phone's buzzing. Gotta go. I look forward to the pre-recorded stuff. Tim and I are going to spend some time over the next couple of weeks just talking about the course itself. And, you know, he and I have spent days and days on that course, so it'll be fun for the listeners to hear sort of in-depth descriptions of the descents and the climbs and where you can get cool and what aid stations are better than others and things like that. It'll be a lot of fun. I think it'll add to the experience, and like you can just picture a crew person sort of sitting around waiting for their runner at Michigan Bluff or Forest Hill or Green Gate and just tuning in on their phone and hearing what we're up to.
You know, the other thing that I think is exciting about this is, yes, it's 18 hours that we're going to be talking about Western States, but we're talking about it in a little more detail than we ever have. I mean, we've done a few podcasts about Western States, so we're going to get really detailed. But those people that are not here at Western States, they don't have a runner, and I think they can tune in too to get an idea of maybe what it's like to run another race around the world. And what it's going to take, and the descriptions of the terrain, and we're going to have some coaches that are going to be visiting us and doing some pre-recordings to talk about how they train their runners for this a downhill course, and how to split the course up into sections and be more strategic and actually get into the details of that. Yeah. So it's not just about Western States.
I also think we'll have an opportunity to have two great little moments of drama. The first one will be, you know, from say 4:45 to 5 a.m. On Sunday morning when the 24-hour bubble people are coming in, because there's usually a fair bit of drama then. And then, of course, the golden hour from 10 to 11, the last hour of the broadcast, it'll just be thrilling to have that. There's so much excitement and drama that when you're waiting for people to come down the road. Tim, as you guys noted earlier, Tim usually jogs out at about 10:30 to meet up with the horses and sweep anybody in that might need a little extra kick in the butt. If Austin goes along with the camera, that'll be fun to see. So I think those two moments will come alive, and that could be something. You know, I always say you gotta be on the track to experience it. But if you with our broadcast, you could experience it from Japan or Germany or Argentina. So that'll be a lot of fun.
So it sounds to me like one of the aspects of having the three of you and Tim in the field and others, all these great guests, it's kind of like a long run, training run for people, for the crew. Or mm-hmm. pacers. Heck, we may even have some runners listening in.
Yeah.
Right?
There's on the trail.
There's signal at a lot of parts along the way. But it sounds like the very kind of conversations you might have with any one of us talking about aspects of Western States or trail running or ultra running in detail, because you're out there for hours, and that's when all of that kind of conversation happens, right? This is an opportunity to bring it, you know, to a broader listening audience. And as Andy said, anywhere in the world, all night long.
Now, everybody's here has run Western States and other runs. What's so special about States? Why focus on this? Why would a listener tune in and say, can I catch some of the flavor of Western States? Do you think we'll be able to capture some flavor that's unique about this, Bob? You're the executive producer. You decided that we were doing this.
Well, it's in your contract. I'm pretty sure.
Scott signed for me.
Yeah. Look, I think this is a really great group, because the four principals, include Tim in the field, constitute decades and decades of experience, not just running the race, but being around the race, being a student of the race, as a historian. We all share a deep, deep passion. It's our hometown race. Mm-hmm. It is our race. So you start with people that are incredibly passionate about it, and then you add to it all the knowledge and then the fun. And hopefully people can begin to get an experience, not just what it's like to run it, but what it's like to volunteer or to, you know, be in the med tent or be a pacer, be a crew member,
yeah,
or be part of the community in Auburn, Forest Hill. All of these groups come together, right, and take Western States up into their arms over that weekend. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully you can convey that spirit along with, of course, all the details about the race.
You know, Bob is the executive producer of this production. Where are you going to be? Are you going to go home and sleep? What's up with that? How come you're not going to be on this?
He's going to be with AJW. When this ship starts sinking, they're going to be gone.
Well, no, I know where you're going to be, but tell the listeners. This is kind of exciting, too. Yes, where are you going to be?
So I'll start the day at Duncan Canyon, where I work the aid station. I'm SpongeBob there. Work the sponge cooling station.
Yeah.
I have for years. And then I switch over to Miller's Defeat and do more of the same there for a while. And then jump over to Forest Hill. And there I hang out, chat with folks, and then I will pace a runner as I do every year. I try to do every year. This year I have a Frenchman that will pace from Forest Hill on into the finish. And he and I are exchanging emails and WhatsApp right now about his goal of going for the silver buckle. So it should be fun.
Hey, AJW, what percentage of runners do you think secretly inside think maybe it's a silver buckle year?
I would venture to guess almost half would have that dream, you know. And in a typical year, you get a third that get the silver buckle. But you know, people have gotten more and more realistic about it, and yet it is that there's some mystique around that silver buckle that you can't deny. I think people, when they get pulled in the lottery, probably 80% think they have a chance at the silver buckle. Mm. But I think as the training sets in February, March, April, I know athletes I work with, you know, and maybe they run a couple of, tune-up races, or they go, for example, tomorrow and the next day and the next day they run on the course, they might get a little bit more of a reality check on what their expectations could be. But I would say fully half would come in with that dream of the silver buckle for sure.
Hmm. So Andy, between now and Western States Day, if you're in the race this year, what are the racers doing? What do they have left to do?
Well, you know, I think you got two solid weeks left of training. You know, we're 5 weeks out starting tomorrow. So you could certainly have a big Memorial Day, and you could have a big first weekend in June. And by big, I mean, you can, you know, do a nice back to back. Then really in June, you know, you've got to, depending on where you're from, you've got to focus on heat training. You've got to, if you're not already, you've got to be getting in the sauna. You've got to be trying to get your runs in the middle of the day. You've got to be thinking about, you know, never turning the air conditioning on in your car. All those tricks that we have used over the years. Cause even in a cool year, it's going to feel hot if you're from, a lot of the places in the country that haven't even really had spring yet. I know some international places have had pretty warm springs, but if you're an American runner and you're from the northern half of the country, you haven't had much of any spring yet. So focus a lot on that, and then just getting all your planning out of the way in advance, all the logistics, all the crew, all the pacers, all where you're going to stay, how you're going to get there, all of those things, so that by the time you get to the week of the race, you're just on autopilot.
And is snow going to be an issue this year, Andy? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think it'll be, I don't think it'll be a crazy snow year that'll alter the course, but I think between the escarpment and Robinson Flat, you know, runners, they'll traverse 10 or so miles of snow. It won't be one continuous 10-mile chunk, but the northern facing exposures, between the escarpment and Lion Ridge, a lot of those shady areas, certainly some of those northern exposures between Lion Ridge and Red Star. And then there'll probably be some patches in Red Star, out of Red Star on that high plateau before they drop down to get sponged off by you at Duncan. I'm guessing after Duncan, they'll be all set.
And how about you guys? You got a month to go before this this streamcast.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing to get in shape and get ready?
I'm working real hard on multiple syllable words. And, what I do is just I drill through them, you know, one after the other in alphabetical order, of course.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Those are my peas, yes. So what are we doing, Scott?
You know, while the rest of the runners are doing their last two big runs, like AJW was saying, and then just kind of slowly tapering into race day, we're actually ramping up. We have a lot. We're going to be very, very busy, not only just recording the weekly podcast and staying on top of that, but we're going to be doing a lot of pre-recorded video chats that we can insert into it. And we're kind of excited about some of the people that we're going to be able to chat with. And we tried to look at all the different aspects and point of views of the race to get people's viewpoint, whether you're a crew, a pacer, a doctor, a coach, an aid station worker. We're going to hopefully try to get some of the aid station captains that have been volunteering their time for decades, putting on their aid stations. And a lot of people, crews and runners and pacers, that don't see some of those early aid stations that you can get in as a crew or a pacer. We'll have some descriptions of those, which is going to be kind of interesting. And I don't think anybody's real focused on that. So anyway, we're going to be recording a ton of stuff.
Hey, Bob, you know how aid stations have aid station captains? And if you're not up to snuff, if you're physiologically looking like you're about to check out, you can cut their band and they're out of the race for their own good, right? I mean, that's aid station captains. They have that power. What I want to know from you, is there at any point where you can start to see us waver a little bit? Think of Jerry Lewis telethon late hours, where you might cut our band or our microphone.
Cut the power.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great segue again.
Yeah.
Right? Because you've had hallucinations.
I have.
At the Tahoe 200, right? I think your first 200 miler.
Yes.
So 18 hours of talking, that's a lot of oxygen expenditure.
It is.
Right? It's kind of like being at 12,000 feet. So are you planning on hallucinations during the 18 hours?
I am. AJW suggested that runners turn off their AC, roll out the windows, and even put the heater on. What we've done is we're essentially, because of lack of oxygen, we're just taking a paper bag. And we're just breathing it in and out for at least 30 minutes. And right now I'm up to the full size grocery bag, but I'm working my way down to the lunch bag. And I think I'll be on that about a week out.
Yeah, I think a week out you should be down to a straw, a sippy cup straw.
All right, I'm a bit behind schedule then. I'll step it up.
Hey, does Andy have any specific responsibilities? I mean, do we have a schedule for him, or is he just roaming around and interviewing people and doing field stuff?
Yeah, we need to talk about that, AJW. We really haven't given you. We waited to get a yes from you before we told you your obligations.
Well, I do like the idea of chatting with people and what you guys are saying about aid station captains and medical volunteers. I know that whole crew. As I think I've said to you guys already, I'm going to stick to the main aid stations this year. So it's kind of cool that Tim's going to go to some of the more backcountry ones. But I know the guys at Robinson Flat, Michigan Bluff. It'd be really fun, for example, to get Kevin Sawchuk on the phone mm-hmm. for an interview. He does the medical at Michigan Bluff, and John Vonoff is usually there, the foot doctor.
Oh yeah,
we get so it might be fun to get in there and chat with some of those people live and see how the race day is going and hear from them. Likewise, Lon's always fun to talk to at Forest Hill and the crew down at the river. So I'm thinking we could have some good conversations there. I think you guys know me well enough and know what happens to me at Western States that I will certainly spend some time in the studio with you all, but not 18 hours, I'm afraid.
Hey, well, AJW, they do serve beer at the aid station, so maybe that's how we draw you in.
That's the lure.
I did notice that.
So over 1,700 volunteers put Western States on. That's almost almost 5-1.
It's almost a 5-1 ratio runner to volunteer. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I think part of the experience of this is making sure that we take time to educate people about what do they do? What do 1,700 people do out there to make this such a fantastic experience for the runners? So we'll definitely do that. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I'll try to do is if I have signal while I'm pacing, I'll call in.
Hey,
we'll do it.
What's the size of our crew?
A crew.
AJW, we had a crew, right? We negotiated crew for us.
I think they've all canceled already.
that was your part, AJW.
That would be just another fake news item.
But we have four of us here, right? And we have Ethan, and we have Tim, and Austin. There's a handful. Yeah. There's more than just, you know, three people putting this on.
Alyssa, maybe?
Yeah. My daughter Alyssa is going to be on the video editing team. So she's swift and talented with Final Cut. So she'll be splicing things in and making them happen.
Yeah. More than enough.
But I think along the way there'll be some compassion, some empathy, some sympathy, and people will probably jump in and help us. People we don't even know yet. Much like an ultra run. You end up finishing a race with a good friend that started out a stranger. So I imagine we'll probably run into some of that. What do we get to finish this thing in 18 hours, Bob? Is there a buckle or a shirt or anything? Do you have an old hydration pack that you would like to offer?
You get all the leftover aid food that you want. It's all yours.
All and then, the potatoes.
And then, of course, you know, Craig Thornley, the race director, collects all of the leftover food and lights and bags and drop bags.
Half-eaten
everything. And he brings that all back. And I'm pretty sure we can negotiate an early dibs on whatever you want after it's been given 2 or 3 months to stew in a pile.
So traditionally, he just has you reach into a large box and pull something out, and that's what you get.
Blindfold.
You would think he might spread it out on the floor so we could all choose.
Yeah.
But no, he makes us reach in and come up, and whatever it is what we get.
It's kind of like buying or bidding on a storage unit. You don't know what's inside. You may be skunked, or you may be... maybe a millionaire off of it.
I thought I had a Petzl Now headlamp, and it was a jock strap.
After 18 hours, you may accidentally put that thing on your head.
So if this all goes as you hope,
yes,
you have a good time. Is this a one and done kind of thing for you guys?
This is the first annual, and I'll state that now. You can ask.
That's
me
pretty bold.
End.
That's pretty bold. The prediction there. Freeman.
The first annual.
Yeah,
or the last annual.
And yeah. I understand, and if things get really ugly, Scott, Don's going to invoke the Donner Party contingency.
Wait, who gets to eat who? Hey, I want to put a wager here. I mean, with our team, do you think everybody's going to stay up the entire 18?
Yeah, that's easy stuff. We've all proven to be, you know, 30-hour runners at some point.
That's a no-brainer.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know, but seriously, Bob has done a great job organizing this. We wouldn't even attempt it without your influence and encouragement.
Svengali.
Yes. We would have. I don't know what that is. I'll have to Google that.
That's one of those multiple syllable words that we're going to work on.
We'll do a 15-minute segment on Svengali during the podcast.
Not even know we're doing it. But Bob, your efforts have been magnificent. You've brought in the team. You've brought in experts like AJW and Tim and have them out in the field and many other things. Found software to make it work. You're already doing promotions on social media. You can take credit for all those great photos that are half color, half black and white with great Western State sayings. I mean, you've really embraced this, and we really encourage people to give you a high five when they see you out on the trail running as this is all going down, because you did a lot of footwork. You're just not out there pacing a runner. You've been working tirelessly for quite a bit on this. So thank you.
Thank you. But if this doesn't work,
yeah,
you guys are dead to me.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, I want to throw some kudos. So there's so many things that are going out around in the background. I didn't know this until I got to know Bob. One of his responsibilities is the international runners. Tell us what you do for Western States and the international running teams.
Yeah, so what's really exciting about Western States is last year we started an initiative in the city of Auburn to say, look, we had 69 international runners last year, which is amazing, 73 and maybe more, a few might come off the wait list yet, 73 international runners. It's a new record, and they come from all over the world, almost every continent in the world, to come to this great race. But it's a long way to come, and many of them have never come to the United States. Some speak very little English, and so the difficulty of just competing in Western states is hard enough, but to come to a strange land, you don't speak the language, you don't know, the terrain is even tougher. So we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could make them feel a little bit more at home? And so we offer free hosted homes from local ultra runners in Auburn area who open up their homes and their hearts and have the runners come stay with them. Provide pacers if they'd like, crew, logistics, anything they need to make their experience in Auburn feel a little bit more like home. And we started that last year. We have a nice reception for them to welcome them, and a lot of the legends come out, and just it's a American barbecue. So just sit down, have a beer and a hot dog and a hamburger, and sit down and chat with them. This year, we're going to add a podcast from the aid station. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have a podcast on Wednesday, June 26th at 3 p.m., followed by the reception at 5 p.m. At a local park in Auburn. And a lot of the international runners will be there, a lot of the local legends. And the response has been great. We've received some really heartfelt notes last year from the runners saying how it really reduced their anxiety and let them just focus on the race and not worry about all the other things. And
you've had some assistance or some help from the Auburn community, the town itself.
Yeah, the city of Auburn is really the sponsor and has put the wood behind this, as well as the Endurance Capital of the World Committee, which is fantastic. So they along with, again, the Trail Animals has helped out, and the aid station have gotten together along with hundreds, literally hundreds of families and people that provide pacing and crew and logistics and of course their home. So it's a great offering and something we hope to continue to do as the years go on. And to our knowledge, we think it's the only major ultra that does this kind of thing. So we're hoping others will see it and catch on, and maybe it will start something in the community around the world.
Very cool.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob, I think that's really, forward thinking. As I've noted multiple times, last time event for so many people, being able to make it that premium experience and getting the whole town behind it really is not only the generous, nice things to do, but it just showcases the town and the race as just as the world-class event that it is. So there's a lot that goes into that. I know I happen to be coaching for international athletes this year, and that you've reached out to them, and they're very excited about it, and they're just able to focus on the race and the logistics and hearing me, of course, tell them about every inch of the course. But it's a really, really great thing, and you're right, you are the only race that does that. So I think hopefully that word will spread, and some of the other larger events, especially the larger ones that are hard to get to and don't have a lot of hotel rooms, might be interested in doing that sort of thing in the future. So kudos to you and the town of Auburn and the Endurance Capital people.
Now, both you, AJW, and Bob, you have contact with the runner that I was going to get to pace, Norbert. And I met Norbert.
That's right, yeah.
And you're coaching him, AJW. And I met Norbert at the start of Tour de Jeanse, and it was just so surreal to say, because he saw the Trail Runner Nation hat, and he said, oh, you could listen to that podcast. And then we found out that we both listened to the podcast, and it was a lot of fun. And then next thing you know, he gets into Western States. He's connected with AJW and now mm-hmm. Bob. And I was going to get to pace him, but Bob, I'm not now. I regret that. I think this is going to be harder than pacing a runner. So I don't know if it's good or bad, but Norbert, I'm sorry that I'm not your pacer. You can blame it on Bob, but he's set you up with someone else. I've seen the email exchange.
Norbert has got a great it's not you,
no.
But you set a high standard, but we have a fantastic replacement for you.
You're in better shape, set. Norbert. Believe me, you're in better shape now.
And Norbert, as have all my athletes, are to the letter following the training plan. It is so exciting. They've all started their heat protocols and everything. So I'm psyched for my international runners, and big thanks to Bob. I didn't have to hunt down pacers for them because you guys did.
Nice. Now, I have another question, kind of an observation. You said 73 International runners. How many runners are typically in the race? Around 380, 385 or so?
It's 369 is the number.
Yeah, it almost sounds like you might want to move out of the country to give yourself a better shot at getting in the race. I mean, that was Scott Warr's French impression. But you know, there's a lot of commitment to this race, and maybe leaving town is one of them. I don't know. I'll have to check in with Mr. Thornley on that one. All right, Robert, you have anything else for us?
No, let's put it back out there. So for those of listeners that want to listen to the live broadcast, it's trailrunnernation.com/WSER live. And you can go to Trail Runner Nation's Facebook page, Twitter page, Instagram page, or website to get that. It's going to be very easy. You just, if you have Facebook or you have YouTube, everybody does.
Yes.
You'll be able to click on it live come race day. It'll get you right in, and you'll be all set to go.
It'll be very, very easy to find. If not, I'm going to give out Don's personal cell phone number.
Sure.
It's... We'll edit that out.
Yeah, we will. Will there be any editing during this 18 hours, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. Why would we depart from... How many podcasts is Trail Runner Nation into now?
7,000.
Edit that. That was untrue.
Every time you say we're going to edit that out, you never do. That's code for I'm not going to edit that out. Yeah.
If there is an ultimate oxymoron for this show, it's the word edit.
Well, hey, this has been a fun conversation. We hope we encourage you guys to at least tune in once or twice during the 18 hours. You know, I'm going to throw down the challenge that if you listen to all 18 hours,
yes,
if you're brave enough, if you are strong enough, and you have the courage to listen to all 18 hours, and we're on my honor system here, come by the aid station at the end of the 18 hours, and I will personally give you a TRN hat.
Ah, nice.
On your honor, if you listen to all 18 hours, I will give you a TRN hat.
All right. I like it.
And maybe apply a sweet challenge.
Yeah.
And maybe even apply a performance enhancing Cocopelli to a body part.
Mm. Well, I'll volunteer for that.
And if you do tune in, if you do tune in at like 2 or 3 in the morning and all you hear is there's nothing wrong.
Or the national anthem. Yeah,
yeah. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Just keep listening.
We need to get that thing that they play at the end of the nights, you know, and back in the day where they had the
color bars.
The color bars. Yeah. We need that. Well, that right. sounds good.
Well, we're excited. We hope you're excited. And it's going to be a fun race. It always is, right?
Are we going to show up to Squaw before the race at some point? Do you have us up
we
there,
have
Bob?
We have a podcast that we're going to be doing, a pre-race podcast at up Squaw? In Squaw.
Oh, I guess we better be
on
there.
On Friday.
Yep. Okay. So good. We'll have the Wednesday before with the internationals at the aid station. Then
Friday.
A pre-race podcast. And then the big 18 hours. And then if you still have something left in the tank, you can go interview people at the ceremony.
Okay. All right. AJW, will we see you up there at Squaw? When will you be there?
Oh yeah, I'd love to jump into that Friday podcast. Not sure I'll be there Wednesday, but I'll definitely be there Friday. So
good.
We can do a little prognostication at that point.
And we also,
that's a multi-syllabic word.
Yeah.
We also want to thank our partners that you brought in, Bob. You know, I Run Far is coming in with content. That's fantastic, Brian, out there. We've got Ultra TV Live.
Yep. Ultra Live.
UltraLive.net. The other TV.
Yeah.
And your Trail Animals.
Trail Animals Running Club and then the aid station.
Awesome. And anybody else that wants to volunteer, come on by.
And please,
we'll put you to work.
Please come by the aid station. Like we said, it's a running store with a bar.
And if you want to include some content somehow, you want to be a field reporter, we need you. Come on out. You know, let us know. Contact us at scott.war@trailrunnernation. And we'll get you on the list, and we'll put you to work, because more people, more better, more content, more fun. And so let's get that done.
Let's have a ball, guys.
So go out and streamcast.
Moss.